Ford is expected to have 3 electric vehicles out on the roads by next year: the Mustang Mach-E, the E-Transit, and the electric F-150.
Once these things start coming out, you're going to start seeing more and more of them as time goes by.
That's Brett Bergman, the business manager at Mike Murphy Ford in Morton. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck.
Support for On Deck on WCBU and WCBU.org comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.
Today is Monday, April 19th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Hospitalizations are peaking at their highest levels since December in the Peoria area as COVID cases surge, and it's putting strain on the area's healthcare system. Tim Shelley reports.
The region's COVID situation is worsening. Bob Anderson is president of OSF St. Francis Medical Center. He says the hospital is currently 81% capacity.
As we get patients coming to our emergency departments and we don't have patients being discharged at the same rate, patients get boarded in the emergency department, which is not optimal care, but it is a reality that we're facing.
Anderson says ER patients in need of longer-term care are sometimes waiting more than a day to be placed in an inpatient room. Peoria City County Health Department Administrator Monica Hendrickson says there's a good chance mitigations will come back to Region 2, but they won't look the same as they did last fall.
Will it look like what we saw in the fall? Not necessarily. Again, we have to recognize that we're living in a kind of different environment where vaccine availability does exist.
Hendrickson says the Peoria area surge is still concentrated among younger people. Anderson says there's something people can do to avoid ending up in the hospital for severe COVID-19.
We really encourage everyone to get vaccinated because the vast majority of the admissions that we're seeing with positive COVID are people who are not vaccinated.
Hendrickson says the Illinois Department of Public Health is expected to update its mitigation guidance sometime this week. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Peoria City County Health Department says those contracting COVID-19 are trending younger than in the earlier days of the pandemic, with people ages 30 and younger comprising many of the cases in the current surge. The vast majority of patients undergoing treatment for COVID-19 in a Peoria area hospital are unvaccinated, but a few are so-called breakthrough cases, patients who contract the virus after receiving 1 or 2 doses. And Republican state lawmakers say their proposals to address ethics reform aren't being allowed to see the light of day in Springfield. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Electric vehicles aren't just coming, they're already here. WCBU correspondent Steve Tarter talks with Brett Bergman, business manager at Mike Murphy Ford in Morton, about what the EV market looks like now in central Illinois and where it's going.
As technology continues to get, to evolve and as costs come down on new technology, right now it's kind of the green energy or the electric cars are a little bit of more expensive than the gas powered ones. The manufacturers aren't building as many electric cars right now, but as technology grows and as things evolve, I think that you'll start seeing more and more of them. I know Ford has put a big commitment to it as far as, next year we're going to have 3 all electric vehicles in our fleet, starting with the Mach-E that's available right now, the Ford E-Transit, which is built in Kansas City, Missouri, right there in the Midwest, and then we're going to have the all-electric F-150 too as well. And
wow.
So once these things start coming out, you're going to start seeing more and more of them as time goes by.
So the response to the electric Mustang has been very positive. I think they're on order now. What's the timeline on those cars?
So far, we have already got some orders already in, and they're actually being produced as we speak up there in Michigan. And in fact, I think we're going to be getting we already have our first one here on the ground. It's not for sale. Ford just wants us to be able to show it off.
Right.
But the first customer orders, which we already have a couple already, they're going to be within the next month and a half. So you're going to start seeing them around the Peoria area, the central Illinois area, pretty quickly.
How do we sit right now with charging stations in this area? because I'm thinking you talk about range anxiety. People might think, well, you know, where are they now? Because, you know, if they're not driving an electric car, they probably don't know. How do you look at that? What do you tell people who ask about that?
Well, that's a great question. There's a, you know, Ford has developed the app. So what I tell everybody is when you become a Ford owner, you can download the app called Ford Pass. And they actually have charging stations and how much it is to charge or what kind of charging station it is. And they're all like, you know, right on the map. So when you pull up the app, like, it'll actually tell you. And in fact, I didn't know that there's a lot of stores like, you know, Hy-Vee's got charging up front for the electric cars. So, you know, that's kind of one of the neat things about it is the app will tell you your charge stations and how much it costs to charge it there and what kind of speed they're charging at.
Is there a timeline on this, Brett? When do you see the electric sort of, you mentioned already three, you know, in your line, the Ford line will be there for next year. When do you expect electrics to really make themselves felt in the market?
Well, I think that there's quite a few factors that go into that. The first will be how the gasoline prices stay. If they stay low like they are right now, there's not going to be a big push for it. The great thing about a lot of these manufacturers like Ford is they're able to adjust to market trends. Like we've stopped producing some of the smaller cars to produce more SUVs and trucks, because that's what more of the typical American consumer is wanting now, is more SUV-like vehicles and more trucks. But the big thing about Ford and their modular built assembly plants is they can quickly and in a timely manner move to produce different vehicles. I say that, you know, maybe in the next 5 years, I predict we'll probably see five total models will be have electric variations. 10 years from that, I could see it doubling almost to 10. And then, of course, it could go, you know, we could have more based on what the market does as far as gasoline prices and consumer behaviors.
That was Brett Bergman of Mike Murphy Ford speaking with WCBU's Steve Tarter about electric vehicles. You can find more of this conversation at WCBU.org. And before we let you go, if you've ever wondered how their legendary maple syrup is made, Camp Wakanda's Earth Week virtual tour of the maple syrup making process is happening this afternoon at 2 on Facebook. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.